So what do you think about the way Dalton reacted to you, and then he said he overreacted today because he didn't know everything that you had said?
Doesn't much matter to me. I'm on to the New York Jets.
Now, last time you were up here, you were always talking about just looking ahead. Y'all were coming off a loss.
Right.
Now you're coming off one of the best wins you've ever had. What's the difference in you, the way you feel personally this week compared to, say, the last time you lost?
I mean, we're just taking it one game at a time. It's a season of one-game seasons now. We know that we're in the second half of our season, and we know that we can control what we can control moving forward. So it's just a bunch of one-game seasons. We're looking forward to a very good opportunity against a very good opponent this week. Can't wait to get back in front of our home crowd. That's going to be a lot of fun, so we're just really looking forward to it.
What do you guys have to – you haven't given up a touchdown in 10 quarters. Did the way you play in the first half of Miami have anything to do with that, because it started in the second?
I don't know. That was a long time ago. I don't know.
Are you aware you haven't given one up in 10 quarters?
No, I am. Thank you, John. You want to keep it going, obviously. That's obviously a good goal for any defense to have. You don't want to give up points. That's our job.
Can defenses carry over momentum from one game to the next, or does it just start over every single game?
There's a bit of it, but it all comes down to how you prepare, how you practice during the week, what you do from game to game. You can definitely carry it over if you practice the right way, if you prepare the right way. But if you try and rest on your laurels, if you try and act like that momentum from the previous game is just going to somehow magically carry you through the next game, you're sorely mistaken. You have to go out there and you have to practice the right way. You have to prepare, and you have to use that momentum throughout the week to get you into the next game.
What have you seen out of Fitzpatrick this season, and what benefit does playing with him last season give you, if any?
Fitz is a great guy. He's a competitor. I've told him it many times before, but he's one of the quarterbacks where I've hit him many times in my career, and he's always popped right back up. And I've always had so much respect for him because of the way that he goes out there and competes and the way that he takes licks and just keeps getting back up. I specifically remember back, especially when he was with Buffalo, just he kept popping up hit after hit. So I respect the heck out of him. Being his teammate for a year, have a lot of respect for him and the way he approaches the game, how good of a guy he is. He's a family man. He's just a really good guy, so I have a lot of respect for him. And he's playing well this year. Obviously, he had the surgery on his non-throwing hand last week, so I don't think there's too many times you're going to see a guy get surgery, no matter what it is, even if it is a non-throwing hand, and come out and play the next week. So I'm looking forward to playing against him.
I mean, how much does it help you, though, the fact that, I mean, you have to know him about as well as any quarterback in the league, seeing him every day in practice. Any benefits there?
I really don't think so. I don't really think being a defensive lineman, I don't think knowing the quarterback really helps a whole lot. I mean, he's going to try and throw the ball. He's going to try and get away from you, just like anybody else. But I do know that he's going to do whatever it takes to try and win the football game. He's a great competitor.
Do you feel like you guys have figured something out defensively in the last 10 quarters, say?
I think we're playing sound defense. We're playing fundamentally sound defense. We're executing our assignments. We're understanding the game plan and playing within the system. And we're just doing our jobs very well. And we're playing together. And we're tackling. And I think that's the main problem we had early on. We weren't tackling very well. So we're tackling now. We're playing the way that we're supposed to be playing. But we have to continue to do it. And I think it's a full team defense effort. And I think every group on the defense is playing well right now. And I think that's a huge key is when the team is playing well, it's a lot of fun. And I think everybody plays better because of it.
You've known TJ since he was a rookie. He could start in this game. How he handles the situation Monday and this situation, what impresses you about him?
I mean, he's only been here for a couple weeks, this go around anyway. And for him to come in here, and our offense is complex to learn as it is, and so for him to come in here on such short notice and then to have to go into the game in a situation like that on a Monday night against a team like that, I think that's very impressive in its own right. But the way he attacks every day, the way he handles himself, he's a true professional. He just does his job very well, and I think that he's very equipped to handle the situation. So he's a great guy, and obviously happy for the success he's had. And if he's the one that's out there on Sunday, we have full belief in him. Thanks, guys.